And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 25th, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go out to the state of Utah and to Moore Success Team Director, Mr. Steve Crabtree, who has someone that he wants to recognize tonight. Steve, are you on?
I just right before the Moore Success Team retreat, we just got back from this gentleman, Bryce Dillard, out of Moore, Oklahoma, was recruited. And he hadn't done any business prior to going down to the event, but he actually took the time off work to go down to the Moore Success Team event. He was recruited by Joe Calloway, and he loved what he's seen at the event so much that he couldn't wait to get back and start working with his people that he's started contacting. And within just a few days after he got back, he actually got not only Performance Club qualified, but Fast Start qualified, and also he's got another recruit that he got on as well. So he's already got 8 PC points for the month. And he's just doing an awesome job, and I just want to recognize him for getting busy and getting his team going and getting his business started off right.
Well, he's doing a fantastic job. In fact, we got to meet him at our retreat, and it was just a nice young man. I know he's going to have a lot of success in the business. Mr. Crabtree, appreciate that, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, now I want to go out to Austin, Texas, and the $100,000 ring earner, a gold executive director, Mr. Manley Wilson, who just got a huge $30,000, yes, ladies and gentlemen, $30,000 Legal Shield bonus. Manley, are you on?
Well, I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can. That's pretty exciting. Tell us what's going on.
Well, tell you what. Last Wednesday, Barbara got the call that from corporate saying that we at the same time that we earned our $100,000 ring, we had also maxed out the $30,000 bonus that they set out in front of us. I guess it was back at the Rio about when we were at Las Vegas, probably a couple of years ago, and we had already hit the $1,000 bonus about, I guess it's been about a year and a half ago, and then we just kept trugging along, shooting for the $100,000 ring. And we hit that December the 27th of last year, and at the same time, corporate said, you unlocked the door to that $30,000 bonus. And I said, holy cow, that's crazy. And I said, so what did we do? Because I said, all we did was the same thing we've always done, is just kept our nose down and kept recruiting people and selling memberships. And they said I guess when we started, we had increased our starting active in-force memberships from 1,399 as of November the 30th, 2014, to 2,555 memberships as of December 35th, 2015. And it didn't go a 30% increase. We included up to 82% increase on our business the year before. So that's what unlocked the door to the $30,000 bonus. And it's all I can do to keep Barbara from heading off to the shoe store. She wants to say a few words.
I did want to say one thing, and I just want everybody to remember to believe in this company. They do what they say they're going to do every time, and I'm just so honored and privileged to be working with Legal Shield and my husband, and I just want everybody to remember Legal Shield does everything it says it's going to do. So don't give up hope on getting your ring, all of you out there, and getting paid and promoted, every new person we can. So God love you, and thanks back to you, Randy.
Well, thank you guys so much. I can remember many years that I worked and didn't make $30,000, much less make it in one night. So congratulations on a job well done. I know a $30,000 bonus, whenever they put those out there, they are achievable. You're a good testament to that, and we want to congratulate you in front of the whole team. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 executive director of $500,000 ring earner, and the executive vice president of Legal Shield. And that, of course, he's the leader of our team. But most importantly, he is my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, sir?
I certainly am, Randy. I wouldn't miss this call for anything. I want to congratulate Steve for having a good recruit there right here in the state of Oklahoma. And I wanted to congratulate Manley and Barbara. And I think you should let her go right on down to the shoe store. I'm going to vote for that. But, Randy, you know, the next speaker we got been a friend of mine and yours for a long, long time. Actually, he got a business a year before I did, and he was a It was stated he's the first one to ever offer Ken Moore a position as an area coordinator. In those days, we had what we called area coordinators, which each area code had a person over it. So he is the first one out of the great state of Arkansas to ever offer that. He's a great family man. He's a Christian man. When you got him for a friend, you got him for a friend. He's like I am. If you don't like you, he'll probably leave you alone, but if you ask him, he'll tell you. And that's the kind of person that I am. That's the kind of person he is. He's faithful. He's obedient. He was a great friend of Wilbur Smith and Harlan Stone, as myself. $250,000 ring earner, four platinum jacket earner. Just could go on and on talking about all of his accolades, Randy, because if I really had taken time to write him down, we'd take this call. This call would be he's been everything from a vice president to executive vice president to top salesperson on the company. So it's my honor and it's my privilege to introduce my friend, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you, Kenneth. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Larry. I should have said you're also the grandpa of an up-and-coming young man named Larry Abbott, right?
Well, I tell you what, I'm proud of him, Kenneth.
He was on our call the other night. He did. Yeah. Anybody on this call that was there, they'll tell you he did an outstanding job.
Well, you know, Kenneth, through the years he's had good leadership. He's somebody asked him the other night, said, how long have you been in the business? He said, well, when I got my associate, when I was 28, I mean, I was 18, I'm 28, but I've been in the business 28 years.
Some of our kids feel that way.
he said, I've never known anything but prepaid legal shield. I mean, there's never been anything else. And so, Kenneth, when you asked me to be on this call, I was thinking, and I've talked to a lot of these people before, and there's a lot of these people out here that have heard me speak on different things. But I'm gonna do something a little different tonight. I really thought a lot about Kenneth when you asked me. And before I do that, I want everybody to stop and think about something. Is there's three things why we're here tonight. There's three things why we really get in this business. One is you're on here tonight that you hope you can pick up some kind of knowledge. Number one, be knowledge. Number two, to lift us up. You know, I have people get on my team calls. It just motivates me and lifts me up so much. It's just exciting. And you don't never know, folks, when that one piece of knowledge will lift you up. And the third thing is refreshes. You know, the three things that why we do anything. We go to a meeting, why we go to our events, or why you did the More Success Team, the event you just went to, is you went there for knowledge, to get lifted up, and to refresh you. Now, as I stop and think about this, I'm going to go back 1983 and go through it. Because, gosh, what would I do different if I was starting today or could start over back up to 33 years? What would I do different? You know, if we only do the minimum, what do we expect? You know, if you're on here tonight and you're doing the minimum, what are you expecting? I've heard these great people that Randy was introducing before I got to come on. I'm so honored to get to hear what they had to say. And, you know, folks, we've got the real deal. And when I say that, what would I do different, folks? I'd recruit more people. Mr. Stonecipher, one time, I was sitting with Wilbur Smith when Wilbur Smith and Harlan were talking. And Harlan looked across the desk at Wilbur Smith, and I don't know whether Kenneth was in that room that day or not, but I know Wilbur was and I was, and I know Kenneth heard this. When Harlan Stonecipher said, Wilbur, just find out what you're best at and do a lot of it. Larry, the same thing. You know, folks, when people get on here and they talk about group and they talk about the networking or whatever, we're all one company. We're all one company. Yes, there's not a B2B and MVP and CCC and GCC and whatever. It's all Legal Shield. We're all one family, folks. Harlan Stonecipher always distilled that into us. Kenneth Moore came back up during the old John Hale days when we was really busting. Was all prepaid legal. You know, that's what it is. You know, and I back up again. I won't back up to when I started again. And what I would do different, I'd just recruit more people. And the reason why I say that, and you can just take this to the bank, and you can look at yourself. Everybody is a recruit. I don't care how great they are or what they do. If they don't do anything to the rising star that you've had on here, and I'm going to mention a young man that made the decision off of listening and events and team calls. But it's up to you. It's not up to anybody else. You know, we get paid daily. Folks, I made more money in some days in December than I made as a trooper in a year. Now, I'm talking about a daily check. And in March of 2015 and March 2016, I had over 100% growth in my apps in March 2016 over 2015, over 100% growth. Now, people said, where's this company going? Is it doing anything? You know, that's a question you ask yourself. I hope I just answered that for you. Your company is going places. And, you know, where you're at. I mean, you need to ask yourself a question. Where are you at and where are you going? And if you know where you're going, be sure it's on the right roadmap, that you're not straight off by somebody don't know. I mean, I've always said, and I said this down in Atlanta, don't take advice from somebody that's more screwed up than you are. Kenneth Moore has been around a long time, and I know this, and Randy and Jeremy, and I know I heard Harold Pinson on here. Harold Pinson's got one of the greatest women that they've ever been in Kathy Pinson. I love Kathy Pinson. There's not anything I can say good enough about how great Kathy Pinson is and a lot of the people I heard on this call. But I'm going to tell you something. This company has survived through the sweat, tears, and turmoil of a lot of us when we wonder if we could make it. But I'm going to tell you this. This great company survived. And it's, again, what would I do different? I'd recruit more people, folks. I'd recruit more people. You know, this business is really revolved now around the Performance Club. Gordon Darrah is got over 20,000 memberships in his belt, personal sales. Gordon Darrah was sitting and talking one night, and he said the best thing this company's ever had or ever could have is the Performance Club. It used to be called the Players Club. You know, for what we have to do, for what we get out of it, it's a phenomenal amount of return. It's a great deal. If you're not taking advantage of it, you really need to take advantage of that. Now, I'm going to go to a guy named Mike Miser that he does not care for me saying this, and I told you he's a great guy. He called me in December, and he was maybe a Director 25. He was a hit-and-miss Director 25. And he called me in December, and he said, Larry, I made a decision. Now, folks, this is you. I want you to stop and think about what I'm fixing to tell you. He said, I've made a decision. I'm going to do this thing. What does it take to get the ring? What does it take to build a big business? And I said, Mike, recruit more people and sell more memberships. I guarantee you, Kevin Moore's heard that a lot of times from our famous founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher and Wilbur Smith, recruit, 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 don't get it out of order. Well, Mike said, I'll be executive director in January, and Mike's got in and out of the business, he and his wife are in and out, but anyway, in and out of the business a lot, four times, I believe. Anyway, his wife's in this time. But he went silver. He went bronze in, ED in January, bronze in February, and silver in March, and is poised to go platinum, folks, to get the $100,000 ring. Now, let's back up. Why did he do that? He made a decision. He's recruiting. He told me today he had, folks, this has happened since January 1. He's got people going in now in 9 states. Got teams building in 9 states. What is the difference between now and December? He made a decision. You know, what's your decision? What could you do with this thing if you really made the decision to do this thing? Could you do it? Yes, you could. A person who wants to do something will find a way, and a person who doesn't want to do it will find an excuse. Now, you've had people say, well, I'll try to make it. Folks, they're not coming. I'll try. They're not going to do it. If they're not going to do it, yes, is the only thing that matters. You know, we're looking for people that wants a way to do it, not excuses. And I want to back up again to what I would do different if I was starting today. I wouldn't have near as the excuses that I had. I'd find a better way. I'd recruit more people. The next thing I would do, again, is our new LMS system, the learning management system. I'm going to jump back to Mike again. When he puts somebody in, and I've instilled this, folks, in the team, and we have started this program while we're getting the success we got. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Our numbers are going to get crazy. Our recruits is not where we want them. I think the company's in where it wants to be, but it's going to get there. But we make everybody, well, I can't make them, but we really instill in them, and we do a check. You know, business unchecked is a business wrecked, but we put them and start teaching them the LMS system. Now, I'm lucky Larry Daniels really good with the Internet. He's really able to teach a lot on the Internet. He's worked with Abe Geiger on a lot of the apps. We've been able to get a lot of stuff advanced in that thing through Larry Daniels that he knew that you had on the call. But you got to get these people in these learning management systems. It's talking about the new Fast Start program. Hey, it won't hurt you to go back through it. But get them in that. Get them into a B2B class. You know, it's, I like what Rick Swindle said for years. It, not everybody's going to sell groups. But if you run across somebody that wants to do it, you need to learn how or recognize how you can show them how to get in it and how to get them started. You know, again, I want to go back to what Mr. Stonecipher said. Folks, find out what you do best and do a lot of it. A lot of people try to do something that they're not really geared to do what they're trying to do. And in that, what I mean is, hey, if they want to recruit, let them recruit. If they want to sell groups, let them do that. But recruit to the market. What I mean by that is if you're out there, no matter what you're doing, you're going to be able to recruit different people that fits in different niches of this business. Now, folks, Legal Shield is not the company that Kenneth and I started with. It's not the company I even looked at in 83. It's so much more advanced. It's so much better. The new stuff that they've got coming, the websites, I mean, everything. We've got, folks, we've got the 21st century company right here that is going to take and break all records. I believe that Jeff Bell, Mr. Bell, has said that we can do. I think we can supersede those with what I see is going. And, you know, as I stop again and I look back, would I change anything if I knew I had 6 months to do it? Sure I would. You know, folks, it's during the year 2015, like Kenneth has, he's went through a lot of illness. I had a lot of illness in 2015. I'm still fighting a lot of things with it. Mary had a massive stroke December the 3rd. She's still got a lot of issues with that thing. We're both fighting a lot of issues. Can't do a lot of things we'd like to do. But, folks, I can talk on that telephone. You know, I'm going to tell you something, and I've really started preaching this. And I'd like for you to stop and think about this. I think it's one of the best short trainings that you can really talk with somebody and talk to them about. And I've developed this program that when I sit down with somebody, as I ask them, would you like to make $1,000 a month, a week, or a day, or what would you really like to have? And I say, what we want to do first thing is take a piece of paper and put a little circle at the top or a square, whichever one you prefer, and let's put your name in it. Now, let's develop you a five-year retirement program. Five-year retirement program. Folks, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, and I don't even like to talk about get-rich-quick schemes because we don't have one. But let's talk about a five-year plan, and Kenneth Moore can tell you he's followed a lot of this plan. I followed a lot of this plan, a lot of them have, but sometimes we break away from it, and I call it my five-year plan to success, and I said, do you think we could help you break a director a year for 5 years? That's one a year. Now, I don't mean breaking no stride. Just if we could help you break one director a year for 5 years. Now, folks, if you've got a piece of paper, take and draw your five lines off in five circles. Now, that you in the business, you've got five director legs, not five people, but five director legs. You can have 10 director legs. You can have 20 director legs. You can have 20 legs. You can have whatever legs you want. Our company does not restrict you to the number you can have. But let's just say, for instance, that if you had five director legs in your organization that were producing four sales a day, now I'm five director legs producing four sales a day, how many sales would that be a day? That would be 20. 20 sales a day that you would have coming out of five legs. That'd be 20 sales a day. If you had five legs producing, director legs producing four sales would be 20 sales. Now, you know, or a day. So if you did that 5 days a week, you'd have 100 sales a week. You got five director legs four sales rather coming out of five director legs. Be 20 sales a day. That'd be 100 sales a week. Now, there's 52 weeks in a year. Let's say you did that a year. That'd be 5,200 sales you'd have at the end of the year. Now, folks, that sounds reasonable. I'm talking about the course of 5 years getting this done. It's where you, this is what's happening in your business. You can do it quicker. Might take you a little longer. But let's just say that in the course of 5 years, you develop five director legs. Each one of those legs were producing four sales a day, which would be 20 sales a day. For 5 days, be 100 sales a week. You did that for 52 weeks, that would be 5,200 sales. Now, if you take the tables in the 3990 plan, or you can, whatever you want to adjust it to be, but let's just say that you had 5,200 sales, and you were the executive director, and you had director legs, you had five director legs producing that, and the average override was $40 a sale off of 5,200 sales. That's 100 sales a week that you had out of your organizations, and you're getting a $40 override. Now, you're looking at, folks, 5,200 sales, 5,200 sales times $40. If you multiply that out, that's $208,000 a year. Now, I like to draw this out on paper because it makes it simpler, and I hope you can understand what I'm saying. But let's say you're not that good. Let's just say they do two sales a day. Would you could use an extra $104,000 a year? Let's just say you're just half that good and they could only do one sale a day. You had five legs, not producing four sales, but producing one sale a day, and you multiply that, you're the executive director, and you're getting a $40 override, that would produce you $52,000 a year. If you do more or you do less, you can adjust that. But, folks, that's a simple formula. If you look, if you want to get the ring, you want to make $250,000 a year, or you want to make $500,000, that's the formula that I've got back into, folks, that I'm going to change. Again, what would I do different today if I could start over? What would I do different 33 years ago? I would develop this 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan, a 20-year plan, a 25, a 30, and now working toward 35 years. I would do this thing different. Where would I be? Hey, Dave Savola wouldn't be making any money. They wouldn't be making any money. Sometimes we miss really what's out there in front of us. But that's what I showed you tonight. If you just take five people that you could stabilize in their team where they were doing just four sales a day, five people doing four sales a day, that's 20 a day times 5 days a week, that's 100 sales a week. You can take that formula, you can work it with the override system you got to where you're at. That's a true fact of what our company pays. It's not blowing anything out of proportion to what you could have. You look at the Moores, you look at the Crothers, you look at the Selfs, you look at the Platinum World, you look at the Hoffmans, you can look at Michael Dorsey, you look at Larry Self, do $500,000. You look at all the money earners. They're getting their money from one source or the other. It may be direct selling, it may be from overriding, it may be building a team. And I'm sorry, folks, if I didn't mean to confuse you on this thing. I hope I laid that out simple enough. But what would I do different? The same thing I'm teaching Mike Miser to do. Rick Swindle has missed platinum the last 2 months by less than 20 sales. We think we got a lockdown this month. I don't want him to go platinum unless he can stay. We're trying to build him a business with stability in it. You know, to go is not the trick to be a platinum. The trick is to stay there. You know, I want him to build a business solid when he goes. He'll be able to get the bonuses. He'll be able to build the $30,000 bonus that young man got. He had a plan to get there. Now, what I'm asking you tonight is do something you might not, you may have done, you may not have done ever, but I'm asking you to do one thing. Check your business. Check your bearings. Check your side of where you want to go. maybe what I've said tonight could help you about developing legs and developing overrides. If your sales, that while ago I wouldn't talk about you making any sales whatsoever. I hope that wasn't confusing to you, Kenneth. I hope that helped them. But I'm telling you, folks, this company, if you'll develop a formula and look at your override system, which Kenneth has used for years, is why he's got to where he's at, why he makes the money he makes, not off what Kenneth is selling. It's off of residual income and the sales that's being made throughout the Moore organization. And that's where you want to be. It's financially secure. You want to have financial freedom. You want to have peace of mind. Now, I'm going to tell you, my wife and I were sick during 2015 and our income went up. We've not been really that. We've had sick illness in 2016 of missing stuff, can't go to a lot of things, but our income's still going up. Why? We built a team that's got a formula based in what I'm telling you, and there's not anybody in this team, not anybody on this team, can't develop you a success formula that you can build yourself to success beyond your even imaginable dreams. And you can have anything you want, folks, anything you want. If you can believe it, you can achieve it, you can have it. God bless all of you. I'll see you at the top. And, Ken, I appreciate being on the call.
No, I appreciate you, Larry. What an outstanding job. Brought back a lot of memories. If you don't know something about how we used to build, and I got away from some of that like a lot of other people. But the truth is, Larry, you're right about the overrides. You know, with my health problems the last 20 years or so, where in the world would I go? I'm 80 years old now. Where would I go and have all this money coming in every single solitary month if I hadn't built a team? That is the secret. You don't have to. I've got people on my team that will not recruit at all, has 1,000 memberships. That's okay. If that's what they want, I'm going to support them. But myself, I've always went with the theory to help people become better at what they want to be. So you hit it right on the head. I like it. It's simple. Anybody can do it if they want to. If they don't want to, they're not going to make it anyhow, Larry. And that's true.
Well, Kenneth, Mr. Stonecipher, again, and you heard this. You probably in the meeting when he told us from his own mouth. You remember what he said? Is find what you're good at and do a lot of it.
Larry, I've heard him say that more than once. He said that many. That is true. Every word of that is absolutely true.
And the secret I told you, Kenneth, tonight, and you know, I didn't give any the numbers I told you. You can get five people doing 4 sales a day, 20 sales a day, and do that 5 days a week. That's 100 sales a week. Kenneth, you can make a pretty good living off of that.
You surely can. You can actually take your wife to the show and buy her popcorn and peanuts. Yeah, you can sure do it. I want to say this. We're getting the feedback, but I want to say this, Larry. I appreciate your training. Appreciate it. Excellent training. But my real thank you is for being my friend. I appreciate you, Larry King. And my son, Randy, want to say something, I'm sure.
Well, just Kenneth, before that, I want to tell you something. I love you and Charlene, and there's not anything you can do about it.
Well, you know, that's what I told the guy today. I said, you know, I'm tired of calling you calling your wife when you're home. You know, it's just my fault, Larry. No, Larry, let Randy say it, but God bless you. Tell Mary hello for me.
God bless you.
Slap a big old lip lock on her for me, yeah.
I'll do it, bud.
I appreciate you, Larry.
This is Randy. First of all, I want to say that you're a true legend in Legal Shield. Every time you do the Legends panel, you and Dad, we get so much out of that. But I guess I've known you over 30 years, Mr. King, and you're a genuine person. We have a sort of the same background. You had a law enforcement background, so did I before I got into Legal Shield. But I just want to let you know that we respect your family so much. You and Mary have stayed the course of time. Now you've got your grandson coming up, another generation of executive directors in the same family, and you know, we're very family-oriented. So I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you anytime we've ever asked. You've always been on our call, and we just want to thank you in front of the whole team tonight.
Thank you, Randy. It's a privilege, and I'm honored to get to speak to the great Moore team and the great people that's on here. And, folks, if you've got a child or a grandchild or whatever it is, and you're not showing this business to them, folks, I can tell you from experience, Kevin Moore can tell you, hey, you owe it to them to show it to them. So thank you, Randy.
Well, thank you, Mr. King. And tell Mary we appreciate her, and she'll be in our prayers also.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, buddy. Thank you, boy. Appreciate y'all, man. Good night.
Thank you, Mr. King. With that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, Randy, I want to say that Mr. Bell and I had a long, long meeting, and this would be for people that's close, not for people. But anyone that's pretty close, living in Oklahoma or over in the edge of Texas, on the 17th of May at 1 p.m., he's got the great J.C. Watts coming in, and he asked me to tell people that if anyone could make it, he'd appreciate him showing up that day. It's at 1 p.m. I don't know what all he's going to say, but this guy, J.C. Watts, is really famous in Oklahoma for everything from ball playing to being some of the presidents of the United States helping him. He's got great accolades. So saying that, that's what he asked me to say. I said that. I want to thank everybody, and I want to especially thank everybody for praying for me. But I want to thank everybody that, for my birthday, and my Lord, I never received so many emails and cards. And I wasn't kidding. Some of the women sent me flowers. I said, you have to be 80 years old and past your prime for a woman to give you flowers. So flowers and so many gifts. And main thing I got was a lot of love. And, you know, folks, that means so much. So let's do this. Keep being the family we are. You know, yeah, I hope Kate Burns is on the call, because Kate came up to me at retreat and she said, Mr. Moore, I feel like I come home. And, you know, that meant so much to me. You know, we had people from, like we said before, Germany and Holland and Cameroon and Mexico and just Puerto Rico and just on and on the team. It was a good retreat. It's over with now. We'll be having another one in a few months. But the main thing I want to say, let's keep being the team we are, keep helping each other like we are. And this plan of Larry's is so simple. In fact, we used to use that plan. We did a few different numbers. That's when, Randy, when you first started out, that was a similar plan that we used all the time. It was so simple, we got modernized and quit using it. But saying all that, let's just keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.